Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joining us on the line, your starting center for your Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
Jason, how are you?
Jason, we are. I'm thrilled to announce on behalf of the WIP Morning Show that you'll be returning every Thursday morning throughout the football season. Jason, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Of course, yeah, my pleasure. Always enjoy calling in. So.
All right, well, Jason.
All right, that's a lie.
Wow. Call me out early in the morning, Rhea. I got you.
So, Jason, Eagles Radiothon going on as we speak, and you can bid at eaglesradiothon.com. There's an awesome auction item involving you. So let me get this right. An ice cream party with Jason Kelce for you and up to five friends. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah, that's correct.
So now, when you say ice cream party, do we get to select the flavors? Do they give you a boatload of flavors? Then we just kind of hang out, shoot the breeze, have ice cream, and take pictures. How do you foresee this, playing out when we have a tremendous bid?
Oh yeah, I think all of the above. I think we'll have certainly the usuals. You'll have your strawberry vanilla chocolate options, but then any type of exuberant or
exotic ice creams.
Yeah, of exotic ice creams. Yeah, anything that the heart desires to be there is definitely in the running.
Now,
and then all of the toppings, all the fixings, and then of course pictures and any type of conversation behind the scenes, questions, everything's game.
And you can go to eaglesradiothon.com right now to bid on this very unique experience. Now, Jason, I got to ask you. You go to the supermarket right now. You're in the mood for some ice cream. You pan at all the coolers of the different flavors. What are you picking first?
It depends on what's available. I went to school in Cincinnati, so I'm a big Graders.
Oh, man.
Jason, my sister lives in Cincinnati. She sent it to me a couple years ago. That ice cream is insanely good.
Yeah, they do a good job, and they got a black raspberry chip.
Yes,
I'm normally not a big fruity ice cream flavor, but that's one that I think for nostalgia, or just because it's so good, I keep going back to that one. But probably my go-to flavor outside of that is butter pecan, or if it's in the aisle, pralines and cream. I really like pralines and cream a lot.
Ooh. All right. Well, you can bid on this very unique experience at eaglesradiothon.com.
Jason,
we'll
real
keep
quick.
You...
Sorry, John, to interrupt. Jason, I was talking to Ryan Hammond, and she said she wants this boosted up. Right now you're at 2,300, and she needs to get that bad boy to climb. And I know she was telling Kylie, so like I think that is there anything like you – will you perform like a song?
Or what?
Remember,
what are
remember,
you doing to this
I'm
man?
I'm saying, like, I watched him this summer do flip cup, do a variety of things. I just want to know, do you have a party trick that maybe you might be bringing to the table for this ice cream party?
Oh, man, I got to. I think, obviously, if we want to make it beer and ice cream, I'm
there you go. I knew it.
any type of autographed jersey, maybe, we can definitely juice it up. Let's say for sure we'll do an autographed game jersey.
All right.
Nice.
And then, that's awesome.
Yeah. And outside of that, maybe I can get my brother to do a game jersey. I don't know if people care about that in Philadelphia, but, you know.
Jason, yeah. you don't realize the Kelseys have become the first family of Philadelphia sports.
No, Jason, we consider you an only child. That's how much we love you.
That's so true.
All right, so, Jason, let's get into a little bit of football. How's the elbow?
The elbow's great. You know, I practiced for the first time last week. Elbow feels really good. Feels better than it's felt probably in a couple years, honestly. I'm still, looking forward to getting back out there and being back out with my teammates a little bit more than I have been, to be honest with you.
Well, so we're, Wednesday, so we're 4 days out. Are signs pointing to you playing in Detroit?
Yes, I'll play, for sure.
Oh, great. So a couple questions I want to ask you. Considering how you were debating, you know, whether to return this upcoming season. It was awesome to have you in studio with us a couple months back. What do you make of the offseason that Howie Roseman has had?
Yeah, I mean, I think rightfully so. He's the savior in Philadelphia right now. You know, he's had a tremendous offseason. The Eagles have had a tremendous offseason. I think that it's one of those offseasons where it feels like everything that how he wanted to do probably kind of fell in place. I know every offseason there's kind of some uncertainty, whether it's the draft, free agency. You don't really know who you can get. Trades fall through. And it feels like, for whatever reason, this offseason, it feels like everything's kind of happened the way that the Eagles have envisioned it, I would imagine. Mm. And I think, he's clearly been driven to make this thing win now, which is an older player I certainly appreciate. The roster has definitely been built up. We have a lot of great additions. We're veteran proven players. And we have a lot of incoming young talent, which I think for any really, really successful team, you need a good blend of young and old talent. Mm-hmm. And if you look at our roster, we're a very deep team. We have a lot of youth, and we also have some middle of the road and some older guys like myself to level it out. And I think we're in a good spot. I really do.
Well, Jason, I have to ask you about training camp today versus the past, because you've been through the two different really extremes of training camp and how it may affect the start of the season. I know outside of Detroit, I can't think of a single person who doesn't think the Eagles are a much better team than the Lions. However, there are many, and I include myself in that, that see how the Eagles' training camp has been this camp, and then comparing it to Dan Campbell's old-school approach, and there's a little bit of a worry that although the Eagles are a much better team, the Lions might be more mid-season prepared, which could lead for a dicey week one. I'm just curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much the training camp thing plays into it, to be honest with you. I think you can look at it too, like they're worn down maybe and we're fresh, but I think whatever way you want to look at it, you're going to find a way to kind of skew it however you want. But I do know this, I think Detroit's a really, really good team. And if we don't come out there and we don't play up to our potential and play as good as we can play, we will get beat. There's no question about that in my mind. So the biggest thing for us, regardless of any of this training camp schedule, practicing, all that stuff, I think is we just got to prepare this week and focus on how we can put ourselves in the best position to beat Detroit this week. And, they're too good for us to just be like, hey, we made a bunch of off-season moves this year and on paper we're better. That's not the way it works in this league. So we better show up and play our best ball if we want to beat anybody.
Jason, final question I have for you. What do you think this Eagles team is capable of this season?
I mean, we're capable of, I don't think that we are hindered by talent. We are capable of competing with anybody when it comes to the physical players on the field. Outside of that, I don't try to look down the road too far. We got this is a long journey. We got to get better each and every way. We got to stay focused. I think that potential is definitely to be one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best. And I think the only way we're going to get there, though, is if we realize that we're nowhere near where we need to be right now. Hmm. And we got to focus on that. We got to focus on just continuing to improve each and every day. We got to grow these roots. We got to get better right now so that we're in a good position at the end of the season to make greater aspirations come true.
That is a veteran answer.
Jason, by the way, we have great news on your ice cream party. What is it at, Ava?
Jason, I don't know if it was the beer floats that just did this, but your bid just jumped from 2,300 to 5,000 in this call.
Yeah!
Yeah, you did it!
Oh, that's awesome.
There we go.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Thank
Love
you.
It.
Jason, we'll continue to plug away to bid on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, an ice cream party with Jason Kelce. You can bid at EaglesRadioThon.com.
Nice.
Jason, best of luck this season. We'll be rooting for you, and we can't wait to talk to you each and every Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
All right. Jason Kelce, nice enough to join us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.